Sit With Us acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to the land this podcast is recorded on. We also pay our respect to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land.
Welcome to Sit With Us, the podcast. I'm Ella.
And I'm Dom.
And this is your invite to sit with us and chat about all things relationships, reality TV, pop culture, and everything in between.
Coming up on this episode.
He reminds me of Shrek a bit.
Yes.
Like, he's got all these layers like an onion.
I prefer champagne showers, all right? I don't want a golden shower.
Yeah.
If it's not Moe, don't talk to me. Let the titties be free.
Well, we're talking about birthdays, 30ths, Singapore jewelry, but I mean, we're only meant to be discussing maths recaps right now.
Look, in my head right now, I still am all in the maths world because we've just come from filming our dinner party debriefs that we have been doing up on, with Channel 9, but they are up on the website, 9.com.au/maths. If you haven't seen them, you need to go and check them out. They're fucking hilarious. But we've just witnessed a few things that to be honest with you, I feel like I need a fucking, like a seance or an exorcism from what I've seen.
And I literally just can't wait for it to be live so we can talk about it. Because we're a bit ahead of you guys with what we've seen. I mean, we've seen up to dinner party 4.
Yeah, crazy.
So, but we're not going to do any spoilers.
Oh, you will not get any spoilers here, guys. I tell you right now. And speaking of spoilers, Ella, some shit went down, guys, and we aren't happy about it.
We are not happy. We don't want spoilers. We want to enjoy the show for what it is in front of us. We don't want to know who's still together, but we have seen that Ellie and Jono have been frolicking on the beach, kissing in the ocean.
Frolicking, intertwined, probably, you know, like just everything, coming, walking out of the water, all wet, you know, dripping from fucking, you know, Jono's six-pack.
We know what stage paps look like. So it's clearly been staged. We've been there. We've done it. We know.
I went direct to the source.
Yes.
Okay. I went direct to the source, the Daily Mail, and I asked, I said, why the hell did you post this?
Yeah.
And the reply I got was because Yahoo had posted the photos of the leaked photos of Jono and Ellie at her Christmas work party.
Yes.
So then because there's, you know, some competition bullshit always. Yeah. Daily Mail then had to release that big spoiler. But I tell you what, guys, they got their ass handed to them by Channel 9.
Mm.
Also, the contestants also got pulled of all the press, which is rightly so, I think.
And I think it was maybe a day or two earlier we were together and we were listening to Lauren on the Kyle and Jackie O show.
Yes.
And, I mean, it was black and white. She was giving away that they are not together.
It was really sad because we had just finished watching some episodes that they looked really cute together and like it was, you know, progressing, whatever. They just moved in together and all of that. And it kind of does cloud a bit of things now. It's just annoying because now I can't unsee that.
Yeah, and it's like, you know? Oh, well, we already know that they're not going to be together. So whatever happens between now and them leaving is all just fake.
And so it really is detrimental to the season and to the cast. Own success, I guess, if you want to call it that, for lack of a better of a word.
Yeah.
Because you know, yes, not everyone would have seen the, you know, the leak, but for the people that have, and for the people that are really into maths, they definitely would have. Like, it would have come up on their TikTok, it would come up on their Instagram, right? So now it just spoils it for those couples. It makes people not want to be as engaged with those particular couples.
Yeah.
Look. Whatever, the leaks happened. We're not happy about it. Channel 9 definitely aren't happy about it. But let's get to the commitment ceremony now, the first commitment ceremony.
Okay.
It was pretty intense in ways. Boring in others, I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah, like to be honest, I felt like it was a little boring. I think the most exciting and interesting scenes was Collins having a go at John.
Yeah, I mean, look, let's be honest. The only thing that I took away, like I know Ella's got a full page of notes there. I've only got like a paragraph of notes because for me it was just all about Collins and his reaction and the way that he spoke to John and the lack of respect. Like for me, I was just like, whoa, 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 dude.
But also
the bad acting again.
Where are you, Collins? We want to get you on the podcast because we want to ask you about your acting.
I'm going to email tonight.
Yeah, like, you know, where did you go to acting school? So curious to know.
Yeah,
like,
we'd love to. Like,
how did you
definitely
get so
not
good?
NIDA.
honestly, like, what a performance Collins put on the couch. It was almost embarrassing, to be honest. And poor Natalie was sitting there, like, on the verge of crying basically the entire time. Like, just how stupid would you feel? Like, not – like, if I was Natalie, I would first be thinking, okay, what is this bloke doing?
Well, I think you could see definitely that she just felt completely, like, and didn't want to be there. Like, I think she just looks shattered, to be real.
Yeah. And she, it's obvious that she's still grieving and healing from her dad passing away.
Which is, completely understandable.
It must have, like, skipped to Jaden during Natalie and Collins because I've just got a random note saying Jaden's hair, lol, it gets so hot in there. He must have had his hair out.
Oh, my God.
Because it gets so hot in there. You're sitting in there for, like, 7 hours.
Some nights it gets so hot and then other nights it gets real freezing. Cold, like, it's a mixture of fucking just hell, but to be honest with you.
But Jaden's hair.
And especially because you're sitting in there for, like, 7 to 8 hours.
Yeah. And I feel bad if, like, you're listening and you were on the ottoman with no backrest. I fucking hated it.
Oh, my God.
No backrest.
I was only on there once.
Oh, nightmare. Horrible. Like, you're hoping and praying that you're not on the ottoman.
So to quickly recap the commitment ceremony, everyone stayed. The only person, well, and unfortunately.
Collins wrote stay, please. Like
Collins, get a fucking better acting coach. I'm sorry.
Oh, and Tristan saying that he really hated himself. That was really hard to watch.
That was heavy. I couldn't watch that.
That was pretty, very heavy. Yeah, like, he's really sure of what he doesn't like about himself. Like, there were such specific things. Yeah. But I feel like Cassandra, you know, obviously she's very nice. She's very nice to him.
Yes.
I feel like she could almost be perfect for him in this experience because she could help him
come out of his shell and be a little bit more, you know, just embrace who he is.
And she's giving him, like, all the nice, right compliments about his character and his personality. Yeah. And he just says he hates himself, and that was just really...
It's so hard to hear that.
Yeah.
And then we go into intimacy week, which feels bloody crazy because it's only the start of the experiment. But you know what? These experts, they really like to throw a spanner in the works, okay? Mm-hmm. So we get into intimacy week. What do we have, babe, first up? It's hectic.
Oh, good old intimacy week.
Which Alessandra says is not all about sex. It's all about, you know, and it's not. And I actually found myself asking Jack, you know, as we were kind of watching it, but what does intimacy mean to you? You know, and he's like, well, sex. And I'm like, no, it's not all about, like, think of the other things that intimacy could mean. So it's actually really good. And that's what I love about maths.
It's conversation starters.
Exactly. And it makes you think about stuff.
Yeah. Well, it took me back to my intimacy week. Mine didn't do anything because Mitchell declined it.
Yeah. I remember we had to do a 5-minute kiss.
So did we, but he was like, fuck off, I'm not doing that. And I was like, oh.
Like, it's weird in front of the camera people and everything, but it's
not even like, he didn't even want to just peck.
Yeah.
I'm like, babe, you know, just like a tiny.
It's not like a full hookup for 5 minutes. It's just keep your lips locked for 5 minutes.
But no, he was like, dead set, definitely not happening.
No one did the 5-minute kiss this year.
True. Interesting. Mm. Sarah and Tim didn't, I don't really feel like there's anything going on with them. The girls catch up, the whole Collins thing.
Which was funny to me as well because Tori was in there. And I, like, obviously there's been some, like, animosity with Jack and Lauren.
Maybe they just, like,
I don't know.
Maybe they just popped her in there.
I find that little girl gang there a bit interesting.
It is a bit random.
I think things are going to unravel and happen later in the season. So we'll see. For me, intimacy week, it was definitely, like, the thing that really stood out to me was Timothy and Lucinda's, you know, tasks and I guess how they fared with all of that.
Well, they had their blow up.
They had a pretty big blow up. And I'm not going to lie, I was pretty shocked with Timothy's reaction to Lucinda, you know, deciding to go to bed without a shirt on.
Yeah. I can understand, like, I put myself in his and her shoes.
Yes.
You know, they're older, they're sharing an apartment, they're living together 24/7, you know, they're sharing a bed. they're not obviously sexual, but they've spent so much time together. Like, they are close.
100%. By this time, they would be close, guys. That's the thing. Like, you spend so much time with this person.
But they're not having sex. Nothing's going on. So she decides, okay, fuck it. I'm going to take my top off tonight and sleep with my boobs out.
Let the titties be free. Yeah. Okay? I'm all for it. Now, let the titties out.
A part of me was like, maybe she was doing this to entice him, to see what he would do. If maybe it's a bit of a nudge, you know,
I can make understand a move. That.
That's what I was imagining. Because if that was me, and clearly she likes Timothy, she's got a bit of a soft spot for him. Yeah. She's obviously horny. She wants it. Like, you know, she's made it up obvious. If that was me and I wanted to maybe
entice.
Yeah. Man. And just kind of like, she's initiating in a way, but she's also letting him initiate. But he didn't initiate. Yeah. So.
And I see it as she feels comfortable enough to be topless with him. And she said, you know, he's been going to bed just in his undies.
Undies, yeah.
And she usually sleeps naked. Mm. So for her, you know, for the last 2-3 weeks, she's just been sleeping in pajamas, which for her is unnatural. And so she thought, you know what, I feel comfortable enough now that I'm going to sleep without a shirt on. Because he is.
So if he can, I can.
And I'm all, like, I know people might think that this is very feminist, but our boobs aren't any different to a man's chesticles. Okay, I'm all for that. And things did get pretty heated at one point when Lucinda did walk out to the balcony and she did say, you know, you've got boobs as too. Well. Yeah. Which I was actually cheering for.
I was like, that was pretty wild of her to say.
Yeah. I mean, she'd reached her tether in that moment, I think. And it's like, you know, I've been trying. I've, you know, and I think in that moment, for me, that's why when you say, oh, it was maybe, was it to entice him? Mm. I think it was just her being, you know what, I just want to be comfortable. This is my home. I'm here for the long run. Like, you know, we're giving this, you know, a good fucking shot.
Yeah.
And for her, it was just like, I'm more comfortable when I sleep naked. I just want to sleep with my shirt off.
Yeah. And I've got written down here, he didn't like it. Is it fair game? Is it fair? Is it fair that he gets to sleep with his tits out? So should she?
100%.
Because people think that it's different. People will be like, oh, well, a female's boobs. I mean, I agree with her.
And if people want to say that, I would say, why are they different? Yeah. I think it's society that's made women's tits different.
Yeah.
Only thing. It's, you know, and then he did say a comment, she's just pissed in my cornflakes. I'd never heard that.
Neither.
I mean, but, you know, she's just rubbed me the wrong way. I think that kind of means. But you know what? It's funny you've just said that. I wrote in my notes, he definitely didn't like it, but it's totally fair game.
Yeah. But then they did their melting hug task.
Yes, it brought them back.
And, you know, when they hugged and he melted into it, I melted into it.
They needed that.
The way that they just had that moment at the end where they looked at each other and Alessandra's sitting there. She didn't tell them to just stay. Yeah. They had a moment. And I was like, okay, there's definitely something here.
I actually like them together.
I like them as well. He's got layers. He's like, he reminds me of Shrek a bit.
Yes.
Like, he's got all these layers like an onion and, you know, he is like the Tin Man. He really is. But inside, like deep down, fucking deep.
There's
real
a good
deep.
Man there.
Yeah,
you know?
I think so too.
And I love Lucinda. I fucking love her. And don't worry, guys, we will get her on the podcast.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now. We will work day and night to get her on this podcast.
Yeah.
But I just think, you know what? They're a very interesting pair to watch. I think there are a few couples that are a bit boring to me.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Yeah.
But I really love watching their dynamic because for me, I actually feel like I'm learning about relationships from them.
And I think as well, you know, we live in this world now where it's so easy to just, he's a bit weird. She's like, not my type. I'm going to go.
Yes.
They wouldn't usually go for each other in the real world, but there's something
there. Give it a crack.
There's something there that's keeping them both drawn in. And I think that's where love lasts is like you go for someone that you wouldn't usually go for because there's something that's like keeping them both intrigued and curious and bringing them back. And it's like each time they overcome a challenge or a task, they get closer. Yeah. And the walls keep coming down.
But that's what the experiment is made for. Like,
it's amazing.
It's not meant to be easy. And that's why I love watching, you know, when they have to do all the tasks and stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit harder when you look at people like Lauren and Jono, for instance, doing their tasks. I mean,
holding each other's genitals.
That was weird. Like the hovering over the genitals.
And they have had sex.
Yes.
So they found this out. On the wedding night. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the wedding night, they banged.
I mean, they just wanted to get each other's rocks off.
Interesting. I found that quite interesting.
Very interesting. They were having quite intense conversations, and I do think that this intimacy week for them has brought up a lot more issues for them rather than helping their relationship.
Yeah.
Did you not find that? I think
they've
had a few intense conversations that have, I think, have been detrimental, not instrumental or like better for the relationship. And I think they're just very different people. You know, like magnets. It's just like they can get close,
opposite ends.
It's just fucking opposite
it's
ends.
It's too opposite.
It's too almost. Opposite, man. Shit, like,
I don't think in this case the opposites attract.
No.
Richard saying he basically is in love with Andrea. So he's said like they're on track
you or something.
To fall in love.
Adore means fucking love. So does he love her?
Look,
I mean, good for them.
Now
but, okay.
I'm feeling as if I'm not sold.
I'm not into Richard and I've said it.
I feel like some things are sort of unraveling a bit. I'm seeing him in a different light and
I think he wants young pussy. Said it, sorry.
I don't know. Like he talks about sex a lot. Like, and they're older. You should be a little bit more private about it.
We don't, like, I'm sorry.
We don't need to imagine you having sex with
four
Andrea.
4 to 5 times a fucking day.
Yeah.
Number one, how much fucking, sorry.
He must do a lot of ice baths.
And also, her vagina would be fucking red raw. Let's just be honest, but how much lube are they using?
Maybe a lot.
Because as you get older, you dry up.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she'd be dry as, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, well,
I have to use lube. Nothing against it.
Lube's great, though.
But also,
lube makes it better.
4 or 5 times a day?
That's a lot. That's like at the start of a relationship. Oh, I guess they are at the start of the. Because I was having some.
Shit, they are at the start of the relationship.
True. I was going to say.
Look, let's just get to the nitty gritty. And for me, it's fucking Jack and Tori.
Jack and Tori.
With that list.
Yeah. And he says that she hasn't challenged him enough yet. Yeah.
But saying it in a way that. I don't want her to challenge me.
Yeah.
Because if she challenges me, it's going to be, it's going to be bad.
Jack, I don't know, man. Like, golden showers, really, mate? Golden showers. I'm not putting down if you love golden showers, if you're listening. I'm not, like, saying, you know. But, look, it's not my thing. Like, I wouldn't wee on anyone for pleasure. I wouldn't like to be weed on either for pleasure.
I'd love to know the psychology around. Is it to demean someone? Because I personally, I could not piss or shit on anyone.
I get stage fright as it is.
She can't. We go to the toilet, right? She can't piss. I'm done waiting, washing my hands out the door. She hasn't even pissed yet.
Like, how does one pee on cue for pleasure?
And also, what does that make you feel? Does that make you horny? I'm curious.
It would, yeah.
So pissing on someone makes him horny.
Well, I guess so. Yeah, it's a fetish.
So where does it end? Does he shit on someone and does that get him horny?
I reckon he would wee.
I'm sorry, what's the next step?
I reckon, and it's like a whole process, you know, like it's a whole process.
What, you've got to lay in the bath or in the shower?
No, but like you drink a lot of water for a certain amount of time and then you hold it in. And
what
then,
do you mean?
I can't remember I learned about this in Amsterdam when I did the red light district tour.
What do you mean? Can't you just piss on someone? What do you mean? Why do you have to drink so much water?
Well, because you got to wee a lot. So you've got to drink a lot of water and hold it in.
What do you mean you need to wee a lot? What, it's not just like a little fucking quick stream and that's it?
No. It's like a long wee.
Oh, piss off.
It's like a shower. Hello, golden shower.
Okay, guys. Number one, don't fucking hold your piss in, okay? Do you want
to get strengthen. It's meant to strengthen the bladder.
I don't know about that because I've got fucking bladder infections from holding my piss in. And I tell you what, it ain't nicer.
It ain't nicer. But yeah, look, it seemed like Tori was pretty off him.
So I prefer champagne showers, all right? I don't want a golden shower.
Yeah.
If it's not Moe, don't talk to me.
So let's see. The most common way people are playing with wee is called the golden shower. You might know that one. It's even worked its way into an international scandal involving Donald Trump and Russian spies. But it's basically just the act of being pissed on. And that could look basically like anything.
That's what I'm saying. Why does it need to be a long piss? Can't it just be like a little trickle? You know,
a shower of urine. It says, golden shower is a shower of urine directed into another person or on another person.
Not into their mouth. Oh, fuck.
The person is sexually aroused by wetting one's clothing or observing another person while doing so. Usually that person prefers to stage the wetting so their legs or other body parts become soaked in urine. Okay. So yeah, it's a shower. Like you're fully covered in urine. Yeah, look, there's some pretty wild fetishes out there. And Jax is golden showers. Okay. Well, I feel like she wasn't that keen on it and she said it was very unhygienic and she seemed like she really hated it. She seemed like,
but she also seems like the chick that will do anything that he says. So stay tuned. They'll probably do a golden shower and there'll be more on that.
Yeah. And they haven't been intimate yet.
No, they haven't been intimate, but he's done a golden shower all over her.
Yeah. And then Richard's comment as well, the commitment ceremony, how he was like, oh, you were the one that said you'd fuck on the first night if you liked your wife.
To Timothy.
Richard said it to
Timothy.
Oh, yeah,
that he was he would be the one that he said on the boys' night that he would be the one to root on the first night, whereas Jack said that he doesn't. He doesn't root in the first night.
Sarah and Tim, I don't know. Sit weird on the couch. I could understand he's feeling a bit intimidated by her.
It's giving me... I get vibes from her that I don't think she's ready to be in a relationship.
Yeah, I don't know
what it is.
She definitely wears the pants and, yeah, he doesn't seem like the kind that will step up and speak up, but if he does, then she'll sort of like, you know...
Close him off and back up in a corner and just be like, nah, fuck this.
Yeah. Colin's saying that he wanted to fight for it, all that kind of shit, and Natalie finally spoke.
Thank you, Natalie. Oh. She got the courage and she just finally said to Collins... Every time you speak, all I can hear is an orchestra in the background.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can't trust a word that comes out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And she said, see ya.
Yeah.
And I think it was the best thing that she ever did. Yeah. And I really just hope that Natalie finds someone that loves her and gives love as much as she has to give.
And good on her for leaving.
Good on her for leaving. And I really hope for Collins, I hope he uses this experience as a reflection and doesn't take it as a negative so much, because I know like he's probably copped a bit of shit from the public.
But he also thought that this was like an audition for a movie.
He's not getting into NIDA. Like, I feel that's like what he thinks.
I literally feel like he's used maths as like an audition tape, but it's not like the acting isn't very good because nobody's buying it. So I don't know what he thought he was getting himself into, but
all right, guys, that's part one of this week's wrap up. Fucking whatever.
What a week!
Oh my god, we're at intimacy week already, and I just look. I don't know what else is to come, but stay tuned, guys. Because I tell you what,
I've had four coffees and been away since 3:30 a.m. Yeah, welcome.
The dinner party this week is a hoot. Yeah. So stay tuned for part two of this week's wrap up. We're doing more because we've got more to say. And you know what? We love doing these recaps and we know you guys are loving them. So why not give the people what they want?
We're giving it to you guys. We love you.
We're giving it to you hard and fast, steamy, hot.
Ooh, but no golden showers.
No golden showers inside. No. We love you.
Bye.